Hello, hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome back to You Freaking Got This. This is your podcast host, Emily Marie. As always, if you are coming back, returning, hey, what's up? Hello, thank you for tuning back in. Thank you for your continued support. If this is your first time listening, hey, what is up? Hello, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining. Today's episode will be a solo episode. We are getting into the energy of October. This is going to be, everything you need to know. That's a very large statement, but a good episode to listen to if you would like support as to the energy we are moving through, how it will affect us, what I feel is coming up, and what I see again for October. October is eclipse season. We are already feeling that energy on the 13th, 14th here. We are going to experience a new moon eclipse in Libra on the 28th, 29th. We are experiencing a full moon eclipse in Taurus. 2 weeks before the new moon, 2 weeks after the full moon. So pretty much again, for the full week, full month of October, we are feeling eclipse energy. We are navigating eclipse energy. There is a lot to say about that. There are a few other things that are going on. Lots of Scorpio energy. We're still in Libra season, but we will shift into Scorpio season at some point on Tuesday. On the 12th, on Thursday, which is today when this episode is releasing, Mars enters Scorpio. On the 22nd, we have Mercury entering Scorpio. And again, the 23rd, we have Scorpio season. We have a new moon in Scorpio in the beginning of November. So much to say about all of that. Also had this week a retrograde that we've been in since May go direct. This is Pluto retrograde. Pluto is Scorpio's ruling planet. We are going to get into all of this. I will break it all down. But with that being said, we are moving through a lot. I know I am exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, in all of the ways. Pluto, again, is Scorpio's ruling planet. Scorpio energy. It relates to our subconscious, deep transformation, deep healing. When I think about subconscious and, like, again, that deep type of healing, embodiment, integration, processing, transformation, it's a whole, again, emotional, mental, physical, energetic. There's so many different pieces that are at play. I know that's why that is affecting us, as to why we're feeling so drained, so exhausted. I know that we just shifted into fall, so the fall season, I'm sure you're feeling it wherever you are. You can tell that, like, I know shit right now before the time changes, the mornings are so dark and cold, and they're feeling so good to just sleep a little longer and just stay in bed. The nights are getting darker earlier, just things are shifting slowly that way. We're definitely being affected by that. And with all of this slowing down, us feeling all of the things, more of that internal processing, deeper processing energy, we're still being asked a lot to show up in our day-to-day. A lot is going on in the physical experience. It's really easy to, with all of everything that we're dealing with, just get so fucking burnt out and so exhausted. And this feeling of, like, I have so much to do, I know what I need to do, but I have no energy to do it at all. That's very, very normal right now. So if at this point you're like, Emily, what the fuck are you talking about? But you kind of get it and you're resonating, please stay tuned. I will definitely break down all of the things. That is solely what we will focus on today. Last week was my first guest episode. Go tune in if you would like a beautiful conversation with a beautiful human. We talk a lot about, I'm sure, what we'll dip into and talk about today. I know we'll talk about today, but is uncertainty in navigating the unknown and trusting our process. Allison. Allie Canales is one of my soul sisters, a beautiful friend, mentor, all things in between in this lifetime. That was last week's episode. Again, we'll get into it today with the energy, but October is eclipse season, but then, like, we went through a lot the months before this, July, August, September. There's just been so much that we've been navigating and moving through. As always, these episodes are an invitation to take some time for yourself to tune out of what is going on in your day to day, even if you're listening to this, like, at work or what you're, you know, like, doing things and getting shit done. Like, this is an invitation while you're doing that to, like, go into your own world, to take deeper breaths, to feel all the permission, validation, whatever you need. You know, I hope you get from these episodes, this space. Before we do get into today's episode, I'd like to take a couple breaths together. We'll take a mini break where you can recollect yourself, get a little comfortable, and just create more space for yourself, and then we'll get into the juice of today's episode. And before we take some breaths, just a couple announcements. Next Thursday, the 19th, if you are interested, I do have a group Disconnect to Reconnect Circle, disconnecting from the outside world, reconnecting to our intuition, the present moment. It's a bit of an energy recalibration. I'll take you through a guided meditation. We'll be in community. We can talk and share and connect. And so that is next Thursday, the 19th, 4:30 to 5:45 Pacific Standard Time. More information down below. I have a couple other offerings if you are interested in looking for more support, especially just whenever in general as we navigate October eclipse season. I have card readings. I have also a deeper kind of session that I am going to start to offer. It will be a year ahead session, a year ahead reading. It is more of a, like, a deeper ceremony, saying goodbye to 2023, inviting in 2024. And of course, we will have your birth chart. We will literally look at your unique, again, wrapping it up, but also inviting it in type of situation. So very excited to start offering those. All of that and information is down below in the show notes. If you feel like this episode is providing you value, you find some great insight from this, please share it with whoever you feel like would feel the same way. That's how these episodes will get into the hands of more people. That's how this podcast will grow. And that is my intention as I plant the seeds in the beginning of fall, which is a beautiful time to do that because they will take fruition in the springtime. In the springtime, in the summer, and then next fall, a year from now, imagine where you'll be as you reap the, again, intentions that you're sowing right now. With that being said, a beautiful time to, again, tune out of the outside world a bit more, reconnect to our inside world right here, right now. Let's take three breaths together. I usually start with three. Maybe we'll do a few more after. But let's just tune in. What is going on? We're going to take an inhale through our nose. Exhale through your mouth. We've been going through a lot in the past few months and just the 2 weeks it's been of October. What the fuck? How are we already here is what I want to say. Let's take another inhale through our nose. Exhale through our mouth. Letting it go, verbally, audibly exhaling, relaxing your shoulders, bringing your ears side to side, stretching out your neck, rolling out your wrist, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, rolling out your ankles, just finding more presence, creating more space in your body. Let's do two more breaths. So an inhale through our nose. Exhale through our mouth. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Sinking deeper into the present moment. Letting whatever weight you're carrying emotionally, mentally, physically, even just placing it to the side for right now. Yeah, it might come back after we come out of this episode or as we go through our day today, but just placing it to the side right now. Knowing that this is a space to tune all of that out. It's okay to focus on you, to pull your energy in. We're going to take one more breath together and inhale through our nose. Exhale through our mouth. Letting your shoulders melt down your back, feeling a little more of that presence. Feeling maybe a deeper breath wherever you're at. I'm going to play a little musical breakup right here before we get into today's episode. A chance for you to maybe keep breathing by yourself. Maybe stretch a little more. Gather yourself. Create a little more again space. Take some deeper breaths. But we'll be right back. Maybe drink some water. We will be right back and we'll get into all of the things you need to know about the energy we will be shifting through in the month of October. And welcome back to the podcast after our mini little break there. We are going to go ahead and get right on into the juice of today's episode, which is just the energy update. What is going down in October? What is going on up above? How is it affecting us down below? We are in eclipse season. What is eclipse season? Eclipses are always going to bring in a level of unexpectedness, uncertainty, unknown. Eclipses are all about deep transformation, change, and again, it's almost that in-between space or that space of like not knowing what's going on, trusting in the unknown, drawing your energy in versus spiraling in all of the uncertainty, in all of the unexpectedness. Eclipse season is actually a really great season to strengthen your intuition because there is so much in our external experience that is kind of like, what the fuck? And it's exhausting. And there's a lot to sort through, and there's a lot that comes up. It's a very powerful time to practice boundaries, again, to strengthen your intuition, to draw your energy inward versus feeding all of the overwhelm, the anxiety, the doubt, the fear that comes with spiraling and living in uncertainty and in the unknown. Feel like that's been a massive lesson for me, really since this time last year, since December last year, all the way through 2023, especially again right now, in eclipse season as it highlights uncertainty. But for about a year now, I've been really creating a deeper relationship with the unknown, a deeper relationship with uncertainty, and that is for sure what eclipse season invites us to do. What happens when we, again, spiral into, I'm going to say it so many times this episode, but into the uncertainty and unknown, our mind can start to go to so many different places, start to connect all of these dots of that aren't even there yet, right? Or like, well, I need to try to figure this out. I need to try to connect these dots. What's happening next? when we are uncertain, when there's unknown, there is a level of like safety that is gone when we know and are comfortable and can guess what's next, or we know what's next. There's this level of like peace that we can sit in versus when there's uncertainty and when there's so much unknown that we're sorting through. Our body, our literal nervous system, can go into either like this frozen space of there's so much to do, there's so much to figure out, there's so much to, again, get done and put pieces together, which creates overwhelm, which makes you go into the state of just frozenness and not getting shit done, or just not feeling like you can go anywhere, feeling really stuck. Or there's another like aspect that could come in, which is like almost like fight or flight, in the sense of nervous system, when there is so much changing, when there is so much that is unknown, instead of slowing down, pulling our energy out of guessing what's going on, or spinning in that anxiety of uncertainty, it's like we try to fill our days with so many different things. We just do, we go without checking in, we stack so much things up, we can escape through different modes, whether that is scrolling on social media, whether that is there's just so many different roads of escapism. We don't need to get into them, but escapism is a really big energy in eclipse season, because again, it's exhausting sorting through all of the things that come up, spinning in uncertainty, being in the unknown, not having the answer. It's like our body can't really relax, our body can't really rest. So, the biggest tool, the biggest thing, the biggest supportive piece that we can give ourselves during eclipse season is to pull our energy out of spiraling in the uncertainty, is to know that this is literally triggering things physically within us, putting us either again in a super frozen state or a super I have to get all of these things done state, which in my experience in both ways leads to burnout, that overwhelm feeling, super exhaustion, super depleted, versus, and we might not have a lot of energy to do other things, but versus like feeling more centered and feeling more grounded and feeling more peace in the moment, feeling more presence. So connecting all of the dots here, a really great thing that you can do for yourself and that will come up in eclipse season. Create a deeper, start to understand your relationship with uncertainty. Start to create a deeper relationship and awareness with uncertainty and the unknown. How do you deal with it? How do you move through it? I know that I have said it in many different podcasts and things that I've shared this year, but a really great saying, especially when I feel like, you know, I'm trying to connect all of the dots and I'm dipping into like, I don't really know the next steps yet, but I'm trying to figure it out, which only elevates that feeling of spiral and overwhelm and burnout. A saying that I anchor into, and especially in eclipse season, is don't get your knees over your skis. When you feel yourself getting too far ahead of yourself, future tripping, living in the future, which creates anxiety, it's all in your mind, right? Trying to connect all those dots. Don't get your knees over your skis. That's always a little anchor to support me, like, okay, so many different things are going on. My brain wants to try to rush to figure it all out, but literally, the month of October, there is no rush. We're going to just be in it. The time is going to move quick. The days are going to go kind of slow. With that being said, it's when that happens, that phenomenon, that feeling, everything can stack up. It's like a compounding effect. It's going to be very important to, in your day-to-day, in your own experience, create the space, create whatever, you know, check-ins that you need. And check in with yourself. You know, are you getting your knees over your skis? Are you rushing to try to figure things out that aren't even there yet? There is so much unknown and uncertainty that we are going to continue to sort through in the month of October. It's not about trying to figure it out. The answers are not here yet. The answers are coming. Scorpio energy, which we're in for the month of October, eclipse energy, again, it's about navigating almost that in between of death and rebirth, that in between of things are changing, of we are stepping out of one reality and into the next, which is really crazy to say because I've literally been talking about this since like July. Which is why I feel like it is so exhausting. We've been in this energy, this in-between, this navigating the death and rebirth cycle since that, for like literally the whole year it feels like. But especially since July, we've had a super full moon cycle. I have so much content and just insight around that in my past episodes and stuff that I've put out there. But July, what was it, July 3rd, August 1st, August 30th, September 29th. September 29th was only 2 weeks ago, right? Like, we're only just left September, but it's already feels so far away. We've been navigating this deep death and rebirth, this deep transformation, this, like, cellular transformation on so many different levels. Again, mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically, our external experience has been, like, super shifty and changing, and it's like, okay, we got to keep showing up, but like, what is even going on? It's been going on for so long, which is why, again, we are all so exhausted, at capacity, all of the above, that is not going to go away necessarily. We are meant to find our new ground within this energy eclipse season, this literal, you know, darkness when, I mean, scientifically, I believe it's when like the sun and the moon, they cover each other, or please don't quote me on that, but there's a literal darkness, the eclipse, right? And so darkness, what I think about is that internal energy, drawing your energy inward versus being so outward and external. This is a beautiful time to practice slowing down, a beautiful time to practice and again become aware of how you navigate uncertainty, how you navigate the darkness. When we think about depth, Scorpio, Pluto energy, again, which is everything that we are in, when we think about eclipse energy, deep transformation, our subconscious, our shadow self, that self is going to be seen, it's going to come up to the surface. It's like deep healing is happening during eclipse season. And I guess I'm getting very passionate here, but it is not a time to freak out. It is a time of pulling your energy in, not trying to connect all of the dots, not trying to figure out what's next, not trying to guess all of the answers or need to know all the answers. It's a time to trust in yourself, to focus on yourself, to trust in your process, to draw your energy in. Know that things continue to change, continue to transform. So if you try to, again, like, put the pieces together and be like, well, this is going to happen this time, this is going to happen then, and just try to, like, force almost the energy here and force your process, it's not about not taking action. There's a very gentle balance between trusting your process and having your hands off and continuing to take action versus, you know, like having hands off and not doing anything at all. I'm not saying don't continue to show up, but with the bigger picture here, with, you know, the things you're worrying about, with the things you are becoming anxious over or stressed over, or those things that are really continuing just to grind at you, there is something within that that is shifting, that is asking you to look at it a little deeper. Those things that trigger us are our shadows. We're being asked to sit with them more in eclipse season, to see them, to understand them, to accept them, Scorpio is big shadow energy, to know that, things aren't always going to be rainbows and butterflies, to know that and accept those darker pieces of us, those pieces that we don't want to share with other people, those more vulnerable, insecure pieces, they're going to come up. They're going to be highlighted during this season. And how, again, we combat that, the tools that we use is slowing down, drawing your energy inward. It's not about figuring things out right now. The answers you need will come. Being very compassionate and gentle with yourself, releasing any self-judgment, self-criticism, self-shame. Again, those shadows that come up, they're going to, it's very easy to attach to those energies and be like, well, why am I like this? Why do I operate this way? Why do I continue to repeat these habits and patterns? It's coming up for a reason so that we can see it. We can hold space for it. We can alchemize it. We can shift it. We can start. We can begin again. We don't have to continue to repeat it. But again, they're going to come up loud during Scorpio season, during October, during eclipse season. De-shaming, having a process around removing shame from your experience. Shame is like one of the heaviest emotions, the heaviest energies that I feel like we deal with, and that is very invisible. But the amount of shame we carry, the amount of guilt we carry, the amount of doubt that we carry, all of those things are going to come up loud. Again, the tools that I've recognized that help me the most to move around this is, it's not a lot of like doing something, it's a lot of like being with it, sitting with it, and not bringing any judgment or shame into it, being very gentle with yourself as you navigate this. Again, eclipse energy stirs up a bunch of subconscious. Scorpio energy, it stirs up a lot of subconscious. When I think of my subconscious self, it's like my conscious self is right here, right now. My subconscious self lives deep within me. So think about that, the deep type of processing and deep, and just how much I should say energy it takes as we navigate our subconscious. And what I'm trying to say is that is very present during October. So literally, your physical self is gonna be tired. It's gonna be exhausted. You are physically doing things, consciously doing things. Your subconscious is almost like, it's not working in overdrive, but it is very much present. It is very much working. It is very much shifting things. Even if you're not aware and conscious of it, it's stirring things up, which is, again, mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically affects us. So being very aware of that, like if you are feeling drained, please take the space. Again, this is the month to draw your energy in, not only with literally the astrology, but fall. Fall and winter is all about in like is the internal seasons, is all about hibernation, is all about being with yourself. It is when shit is going to come up. It is more internal healing and moving through it and growth like that. Think about the summer, the spring. It's literally lighter and hotter, and there's more energy and movement, and and people are doing and going. There's a lot more external vibration. We're definitely in the season of internal. And so, how do I support when I know I'm processing a lot? I honor my capacity. I don't add more on my plate. I rest without guilt. I take naps when I can. I sleep. And I mean, my getting up late now is like 7 a.m., but I let myself sleep without setting an alarm. I don't need to put things out there, and I don't put a pressure on myself to create anymore when I don't have the energy to do so. So I think this is going to be a really powerful time to get to know not only your relationship with uncertainty, but the relationship with yourself, your capacity. What do you actually have the capacity for? What do you actually have the energy for? And honoring that, not needing to overgive or overdo, strengthening your boundaries around, you know, again, your capacity. What are you going to give? What do you need to give to others? What do you need to give back to yourself? That could mean, again, I feel like there's going to be a lot of, an eclipse season always is, because it almost, those shadows come up to remind us of, like, those areas where we're leaking our boundaries, where we aren't necessarily living up to, what do I want to say? Again, eclipse season is going to expose our shadows, expose those areas where we feel more vulnerable, where we feel more insecure, where we feel, where our energy almost leaks out, and we're like, I thought I wasn't doing this, but I guess I am doing this. That is very big. Eclipse energy, shadow energy. And I know when that happens, it feels like a rock bottom you hit. You're like, how could I have not noticed this earlier? How could I have not, you know, like, figured this out earlier? You kind of sit in this energy of, like, you know that SpongeBob episode of, like, the, I think it's literally called rock bottom, but he goes down and he can't get out of there. It's like you have to sit there for a moment. I feel like that's how new boundaries are drawn a lot of the time. It's like you hit this place of like, fuck, this does not work anymore. This is not working for me. Because a lot of the time we don't listen to the signs or see the signs that are there. We don't take action before it's actually like we need to make the change, which is okay. Remember, do not take shame, judgment, or guilt into that space with you, or else it's going to be a lot more challenging to come out of it. But what I'm trying to say is that is where this boundary rewrite happens within eclipse season, within being more internal, within drawing your energy in, within Scorpio season, within this deeper transformation. New boundaries are drawn through, this doesn't feel good, this feels like shit, I can't keep doing this, I'm at capacity, I have to figure something else out. It can feel like a pressure cooker. So know if you've already been feeling that, experiencing that, that's really normal for right now. We are going to be navigating that through the month of October. And so, yeah, it's frustrating. You can be like, fuck, like, I'm so tired of this, and express that and feel that. But no, like, you are going to feel, I don't want to sound harsh, but you're going to feel lost and you're going to feel super stuck if you choose to spiral in that, versus knowing, you know, okay, this is what's going to, what is real. How can I show up in this energy that fits me best? I know I can't give 100%. I'm going to give my 100%, I should say, within my capacity in this energy. But I also know that's not like, I don't want to say it's not like my full on 100, but it's not like all like, again, like, yay, like, things are good, things are positive, things are woohoo. Like, that's not really how I feel right now. I'm very grateful. I don't have a lot to complain about, and it is like there's things that I want to complain about, and it's just like blech. So I'm kind of going all over the place here, but you know what I'm trying to say. Honoring that things are going to kind of be a little blech, finding your own joy in your process within the blech, knowing that shadows are going to come up. Do not allow your past to hold you back. Do not allow what has happened in your past to hold you back. You have learned so much. You have grown so much. You have so many newer perspectives, new tools, literally new like cells in your body. Just because it feels very eerily similar to how something was in the past doesn't mean it's going to be the same. Do not let your past hold you back. That's a very big energy for eclipse season, again with the Scorpio season as well during the month of October. I don't even know if I shared, I think I did in the beginning, but like the actual new moon eclipse, which is a new moon solar eclipse in Libra, is going to be on like the 13th, 14th, and then we have the full moon total lunar eclipse in Taurus on like the 28th, 29th. So I don't even know if I gave you the actual dates of those moons yet. But that is when the energy will be peaking. That is definitely, I'm not going to label what you could be feeling. Could be feeling any amount of thing. You could be feeling overwhelming peace. You could be feeling overwhelming chaos. Whatever your experience is, just know it's going to peak at that point. Anytime there's a moon that comes up, new moons are all about new beginnings. Full moons are all about release. The end of the month is going to feel more like climatic. Right now, it's more like you want to go inward, draw your energy in. Do not guilt yourself. Give yourself what you need. Your body is your intuition. Give your body what it's asking for. A huge message that's been coming through with eclipse season, and that's just a reminder, because it's always a thing, but especially right now, it's a powerful time to draw your energy in. Whenever it's a powerful time to draw. Powerful time to draw your energy in. It's a powerful time to connect with your intuition, to talk with your intuition. With that being said, be very aware of what you're saying right now. Your words are spells, your words are energy. What our perception is our reality. This came up with one of my coworkers. I've been thinking about it a lot. I saw it on a TikTok. And anytime I see it in like however many places, I know it's confirmation that like, okay, this is real. I know it's, if I'm feeling it, other people are feeling it. Let's share it. But I've realized that a lot of the time when I'm like feeling something, I say that like, so say for example, it's really hard to explain, but like I say, oh, I'm really frustrated about this, but I'm actually not frustrated about it. It's like I'm telling my brain I'm something that my body is actually feeling opposite. So just being really aware, like, I'm really angry about this. Like, am I actually angry? Or am I like connecting to this past version of me that was angry about this? There's this very interesting, I believe, phenomenon happening right now, which happens when we come into seasons of endings, beginnings, when we are feeling more of like that full circleness, which this eclipse season is bringing, as it's the second eclipse season. It's bringing the third and fourth, which is the third and final eclipse of 2023. So there is definitely a lot of ending, beginning energy here. With that being said, coming back to my main point without swaying too far away from it is being very aware of what you are saying around how you are actually feeling. Are you actually angry? Are you actually frustrated? Or was that an old feeling, an old emotion that you were attaching to a situation? Because again, when we say we're one way but we're feeling another, that creates a disconnect. And that, I know for me, when I feel disconnected, I feel creates more chaos. We're all over the place, and it just creates frustration and anger. It just doesn't feel good when we're disconnected. So being aware of what you are saying and how you are feeling, are those two actually connecting? Being aware of what you are saying, what you are feeling, what you are thinking, in the sense again of your perception creates your reality. Eclipse season, Scorpio season is highly intuitive, is very big, and especially as we're in October, we creep closer to the end of October with, I mean, we have Halloween, but then we have Samhain, we have Day of the Dead, we have All Souls Day. The veil is so fucking thin during this month. My grandma passed away at the end of October. There's a lot more like physical deaths that happen. A lot more people cross over during this time, I find. I also find this around the spring equinox and around the new year. Those are like three times that I find again, physical deaths increase because the connection, the veil between this world and the other side is very, very thin. So, with that being said, our intuition is very much increased, but that can get very scattered, that can get very confused with all of the shadow energy that comes up in the month of October as well. Because shadows, when we attach to that versus connect to our intuition, that really gets us spiraling into doubt, into fear, into I'm not doing enough, I'm not good enough, I should be doing better, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. Versus your intuition is, I trust myself. I trust my process. I trust my pace. I am patient. I am being led exactly where I need to go. I actually wrote down, I'm going to pull them up here, a few different like mantras that have come through during eclipse season for me already that have really supported me. But the universe is always conspiring in my favor. The universe is delivering me every experience that my soul needs. The universe has my back. The universe is delivering me exactly what I need in exactly the time I need it. With the energy of uncertainty, unknown, there's a big energy of trusting in the unknown, trusting in the process, trusting in what you can't see, which is all Scorpio and eclipse season is, which is all October will be. And so knowing that, even though your two eyes, you can't make logical sense around what's going, but you can feel it, there is a major balance and awareness to create around that. If you can feel it, there's something in your bones, there's something in your body that's telling you, something's coming, something's off, whatever that is, your body is not wrong. And there's big awareness to create around that this year, this month, this year for sure, but this month with the energy we're in. Knowing that, yes, things might not take shape during this month, I'm not going to say we're not going to get answers. We're not going to get the breadcrumbs we need to continue to go because that's what it's all about. But things are going to continue to shift, things are going to continue to change. Things are going to remain uncertain. This is a beautiful time to start creating more awareness around trusting your process, around trusting the unknown, and like literally feeling in your body what's triggered, what you're feeling around not having the answers, around, you can feel it in your body, but you can't see it yet in your physical experience. Stop guessing when it's coming, trust it's coming in the exact time you need it. This is a bit like, knees over your skis. These are beautiful mantras to draw your energy back in. A couple of other things that I have noted about the energy that we will be shifting through in the month of October, a really big lesson that I've been moving through and that this year, that's going to be highlighted as we shift through more uncertainty, more unknown, in the month of October, and not necessarily having the answers yet, or when we put in the work, it's not like we get the results right away, but it is the relationship, and breaking up with instant gratification. This is a month, and again, eclipse energy. Big time makes us break up with instant gratification as things continue to shift and change and aren't taking full shape yet. But big time releasing instant gratification and bringing that concept into trusting your process when we move through. And again, this whole year, as I've created a deeper relationship around uncertainty with the unknown, I've learned that the best way to shift through that day after day, a few different things, is having like consistent actions, consistent habits, the same mundane shit almost day after day. You can switch it up, but like a same type of structure that's going to support you to continue to show up, to fill your cup day after day. Those consistent things that are going to anchor you in the present moment as you, again, we stay present within all of the unknown. So consistent actions, consistent habits. It's a really great time to start new things, start new habits, you know, honor your capacity. But maybe you've been moving your body is a huge one during any time, but moving your body, moving your energy. Emotions are energy in motion, and those can get stored and stuck, especially if we don't move our body, especially when we navigate deep shadow energy and whenever we're in seasons like Scorpio season, eclipse, you know, portals, or anytime shadow energy comes up deeper, moving your body is going to be a huge supportive tool. So finding time during your days to do that, drinking a lot more water as we process emotions subconsciously, supporting ourselves that way, getting outside, sitting in the sun, getting into nature, like just how can you start to implement daily habits and daily things like that into your day-to-day through the month of October? And those are almost like grounding points, check-in points, as again you navigate all of this uncertainty. And when you can check in, when you can ground in consistently, when you can draw your energy in consistently, that is how you draw balance and create more balance, create bigger boundaries, and support yourself to feel more of that harmony between, like, not spiraling in the what the fuck's going on and being okay with trusting your process and being in the moment. That is literally how it's done. It's a muscle. You have to practice it. What better month to do it than October, than all of this energy that we're shifting through? So I invite you to use this eclipse season to continue to break up with instant gratification, release instant gratification, start to become more comfortable, create new safety around going slow, around not needing to know all of the answers, around being in your process, enjoying your day-to-day process. You know, shit's not always going to be great. Things aren't always going to be rainbows and butterflies, but that doesn't mean we don't need to find joy in our day-to-day. Like, yeah, trust me, someday... I can't even say trust me. Like, I do feel like I have a great balance where I try to find joy in my days, but sometimes I guess I'm super drained and I don't have the energy, but I'm not going to be toxically positive and try to push through that. I'm going to honor my energy, honor my capacity, break up with needing things to be better right away, right? That instant gratification. We are not in getting the answers and figuring it out right now. We are in the thick of the process. We are in the thick of the shift. That is what October is going to be about. So finding, again, that new safety, your new boundaries, your new ground in this energy. Trusting in the unknown, trusting in what you cannot see. I think one of the best metaphors I ever heard for eclipse season and navigating it is, and I literally have said it so many times previously because it's exactly what we've just been navigating for 3 fucking months, which is, again, why we're so exhausted, but the full moon portal, I've used it for that. This eclipse season from the beginning of October to the end of October is like a butterfly in the cocoon. Yet again, here we are. We entered into our cocoon as that caterpillar. We are going through the darkness of being in the cocoon. We know what's going on, but we also don't have the energy to, or it isn't the time yet even to get out of our cocoon. Our wings are forming, these next layers of us are integrating, and it's a process. It takes time, it takes space. Do not rush yourself. Eclipse season is about drawing that energy in, connecting to your intuition, going slow, trusting in what you cannot see. Yet again, here you are, forming new wings, Maybe, strengthening the wings that you regret, whatever that looks like for you, however that feels for you, but there is a shedding that is going on, a period of in between where, okay, yes, new beginning, new energy. I kind of definitely felt that in the beginning of October. Now we've gone back into our cocoon. We're in that transformation. We're in that process. What do you need for your process? Finding out what that is for you. Not feeling selfish. If you feel like you need to spend more time with yourself right now versus with others, it's actually a beautiful time to do that. Again, honoring yourself, honoring your capacity, figuring out what that means for you. Use this eclipse season as a total nervous system reset. Remember, when we're in that in between, that's where our literal nervous system can feel stuck, like frozen. And we can be in that freeze state, or we can be in that overdoing, overwhelm, over go, 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 because we're trying to ignore the stillness, ignore the quietness, ignore the energy that is here of just like us, like just being, and us just trusting, and us just being in our process. And the last thing I will say about eclipse season, about this eclipse energy, don't hold me to that. I might say more, but connecting the dots back to eclipse, the first two eclipses of this year were back in April and May. On April 20th, we had an Aries new moon eclipse. We just had an Aries full moon on the 29th of September. So big full circle energy. Endings, new beginnings, lots of closure. Think back to April 20th to right now. What have you been moving through? What journey are you starting? What journey are you ending? Just connecting the dots there for yourself. And then May 5th, we had a full moon eclipse in Scorpio. We're in Scorpio season. And so again, we are just having some big full circle moments from April, May, which was again the beginning of spring, to right now fall. Think of that journey for yourself. It was the energetic new year back in, I should say that was March actually, so scratch that. So April and May, track back. That's when the first bit of eclipse season started. We are wrapping up the second half of eclipse season now. Lots that we can track back to, circle back to, reflect on your growth, create the space, and take some time to do that. I think that will be very powerful and supportive during this season as well. And the last thing that I am going to touch on in this episode, we just had Pluto retrograde go direct in Capricorn on the 10th. Why is this important, or why should we note this? Pluto, again, is a ruling planet of Scorpio. We're already in a bunch of Scorpio energy. We're going to continue to shift into more Scorpio energy. Eclipses to me are very Scorpio esque when we talk about transformation, very Pluto esque when we talk about transformation. And so, just the fact that this is landing within this month as well, it's just increasing deeper inner transformation, deeper shifts in our own power, our own power dynamic, our own understanding of ourself. And again, yet another cycle to reflect back on that started in May and that is ending now. So, like end of April, May time to right now, what journey have you been on? What have you been sorting through? What lessons have you been moving through? Big ones for me that I talked about this episode, releasing instant gratification and creating a deeper relationship with the unknown. That is being absolutely highlighted for me right now. So what for yourself can you look back on, that you've come far in this year, that you can reflect on and, give yourself some credit, celebrate on. You've been through a lot. You've strengthened a lot of your own tools, perspectives, beliefs, yourself, etc. this year. And again, going back to end of April, May, looking on what happened from then until now, what's gone down. This Pluto direct in Capricorn is also highlighting kind of a bigger cycle here. This Pluto being in Capricorn is the last bit that it is dipping into Capricorn before we fully shift in to Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto dipped into Aquarius the first time back in March, when then we got to May, the retrograde. It definitely could have dipped into Capricorn before that May retrograde, but let's just say it for that. So Pluto entered Aquarius in March. Say that May we dipped back into Pluto and Capricorn. We're gonna shift between Pluto and Capricorn, Pluto and Aquarius now through the end of 2024. And then November 2024 until March 2043. So for 20 years, Pluto is going to stay in Aquarius. This is something I've been wanting to talk about and just note, and I'm sure I'll talk about more and more. But especially when Pluto is in Capricorn this year, especially when it's Pluto retrograde in Capricorn this year, it's almost like there's a bunch of things that are being stirred up in our own life and our own experiences for ourselves and our own personal journeys. It's like it's a bunch of shit that is being stirred up so that we can see it, so that we can shift through it, we can let go of it, release it. So we're not bringing it into like this next 20-year cycle with us. It's a lot of these things that have been holding us back for the past, I mean, however long you want to go back. I'll talk till 2020, right? Because I touch base a lot on this like 5-year cycle, 2020 to 2024 we're in. But think about it. We're just in a lot of, and think about your experience again from May till right now, what has been like coming up and stirring up. It's like this is eerily familiar. I feel like I've healed this before, but now I'm really like in that deeper layer of it. I'm getting rid of a lot more resistance. I'm learning a lot more about myself. I'm grounding into these deeper perspectives and these tools that I've been using over the past few years, but it's almost like it's this deeper level. And again, this deeper subconscious, like different type of us that is evolving and coming to the surface. But without getting too all over the place, starting to wrap this up, know that, like, again, the beginning of this year, from like March, May to the end of 2024, this eclipse season is definitely highlighting it, but we are going to continue to stir up these things that are creating resistance in our life, that are creating more of a, it's like, I don't want to use the word power struggle for us, but it really is like these places where we want to move forward, but we haven't been able to. These areas that have been holding us back are going to continue to come up. It's going to feel eerily familiar, but if you can stay patient with yourself, if you can honor your process, if you can know that it's like this deep cellular growth that we're going to continue to move through. And again, it's like we're stirring up all of this muck. I can like just literally see like the universal hand, you can say it's God's hand, going in into almost the underworld here. And Pluto and Capricorn, geez, but like going into that deep underworld and just like bringing up all of this like blech and muck and just shit to move through so that we can learn deeper lessons about ourselves, so that we can see different things about ourselves. It's like that diamond in pressure, finding that, like, it's almost like a pressure cooker, just like that coal turning to a diamond, whatever type of feeling. But I can literally see that hand just, it's almost like the last bits of this resistance that is holding us back that we've been working through. It's going to continue to come up. Not so that we can like resist with it, but so that we can surrender to it. We can be like, okay, this is for the bigger picture. We're cleaning things up for ourselves before we enter like this next 20-year cycle before we enter this next era, this next chapter of our life. So that is just another energy at play in the month of October, in through the end of 2023 into 2024, but definitely as Pluto again just went direct in Capricorn. Literally anytime that Pluto is in Capricorn, it's like a restructuring of life. It's like all of these things again that haven't been working out, they're being restructured. It takes time. It is not going to happen overnight, which again comes back to that point of releasing instant gratification. Know that like the work you're doing now, whatever aspect and capacity that is for yourself, you're not going to see necessarily the full results you want, but that's where it comes into trusting in what you can't see, trusting your process, trusting your body, trusting your intuition, trusting in those steps day after day, whatever that intuitive hit is, you showing up to it, that's going to continue to build this foundation. So this is definitely feeling complete. I am so happy that I was able to share all of this, that you created some space with me to be here, to listen, to take what you need, take it with you in your toolbox, permission, validation. Again, maybe it's an actual tool you can take away, but I hope that you received exactly what you needed from this episode. Do not be afraid of eclipse season. I freaking love retrogrades. I love eclipse season. Let's change the narrative around it. As always, again, if you felt like this really supported you and it can support someone else, please, please share it. And whatever you are moving through, whatever you are going through, whatever you are navigating, you freaking got this. Until next week, soul family.